Thank you, Mr. President. The ICRC congratulates Botswana and Switzerland for having completed the destruction of their cluster munition stockpile in the past year. The ICRC commends the analysis group of Article 3 extension requests for its work, which it has undertaken thoroughly and with diligence in accordance with the methodology for analyzing requests of deadline extensions under Articles 3 and 4 of the Convention introduced by the Netherlands and Sweden. The ICRC welcomes this methodology, which aims at ensure a uniform approach to all extension requests and looks forward to its adoption by state parties at this meeting. The ICRC notes that one state party has submitted a request for extension of its stockpile destruction deadline to this meeting of state parties. This is the first time the meeting of state parties is seized with an extension request under Article 3 of the Convention. This meeting provides an opportunity to discuss how to ensure obligations under the Convention are implemented by all states parties in good faith and without undue delay. In this regard, the ICRC urges continued transparency by states parties as to the status of and progress towards fulfilling their treaty obligations, notably through the timely submission of Article 7 reports. In this way, the Convention community can identify challenges and develop solutions to meet states' individual needs. The ICRC wishes to stress the importance of those states seeking an extension, providing clarity about the progress and remaining challenges in implementation in a timely manner. It is critical that they submit within their, submit their extension request with a concrete and measurable plan so as to allow for proper assessment of their request and for monitoring its implementation during the extension period. An effective implementation plan is also an essential means to avoid repeated extension requests. To conclude, the ICRC urges all states parties with obligations under Article 3 to destroy their remaining stockpiles at the earliest possible opportunity, and in any event within their treaty deadlines. We also take the opportunity to remind state parties of the obligation to ensure that destruction measures comply with applicable international standards for protecting public health and the environment. Thank you.